Whether it's perfectionism, self-criticism, obsessive thinking, or another negative trait that makes you fall into that trap of never feeling at peace, I want you to know that these traits do not define who you are. And the good news is, you can separate from these behavioral patterns and break free from these habitual cycles. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to find inner peace by letting go of these hindering patterns and beliefs to embrace your own self-discovery, self-growth, self-respect, and self-love. Let's dive in. Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, Mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. How are you? I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this. I hope that you can just feel the love. I hope that you're just having a great day, and I'm sending you so much love, so much gratitude. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method, and welcome, just thank you for having this space for me. So let's dive in. We are starting this episode with me asking you a question. I want you to just hold some space for yourself right now, no judgment, and be true to yourself, okay? So can you classify with any of these following traits? Perfectionism, self-criticism, obsessive thinking, defensive nature, procrastination, focusing only on results, fear of failure. Like, I could go on, right? I have this tightness in my chest as I'm saying these words because, like, I know that I have, right? And I still do sometimes. So I also want to say classify for a reason, because I want to make a point here that if you feel that you are any of these things, that does not mean that you are identified by these things. You have an identity, and then you have a behavioral pattern, okay? You have an identity of who you are, and then maybe you have a behavioral habitual pattern of perfectionism, okay? Perfectionism does not define who you are. And if you want to break any of these habitual patterns, you can. And that, my friend, is what this episode is all about. So if you struggle possibly with low self-esteem, have fear of judgment or disapproval from others or yourself, struggled with early childhood experiences, like having parents possibly with just unrealistically high expectations and that have brought on, you know, poor self-esteem for you now, or feelings of inadequacy or a need for control, whatever those might be, I want to tell you that you are not alone. And the majority of moms fall into one, if not many, of these categories. I mean, the majority of humans do, right? That's just like our human experience. We go through traumas, and once we become aware of them, we have the ability to heal, right? So once we pull it out from under the rug and get to that root of things, then we are able to heal. And the moment we become aware and acknowledge these traits, that is when we could get to the root of where they are stemming from, as well as work to heal and move through them. Because the missing link here is what I just said above, right? The missing link is how just trying not to be that way, it's not helping in breaking that habitual pattern to feel inner peace, because you're not getting to that root. You're not becoming aware of it to be able to heal through it. So for example, if you're trying not to be a perfectionist, that's still a form of perfectionism, okay? Think about that. If you're trying not to be in control, isn't that still trying to be in control by trying to not control you being in control? Did I say that right? But think about that, right? Trying not to have obsessive thoughts. More often than not, you're obsessing over not having obsessive thoughts, so you're keeping that negative cycle on repeat. So I hope that you get where I'm going with this. By trying to focus solely on the result, it may be hindering our overall healing and growth. So we have to get to that root of where these feelings are coming from in order to break free. So let's dive into four tangible ways to find inner peace by letting go of perfectionism, self-criticism, and obsessive thinking. Number one is first, start within to identify. Become aware. This is not step one of my IASI approach within the Balanced Mom Method formula for no reason, right? You could bring everything back to identify, awareness, acknowledgement, reconnect to yourself, engage in activities that ground your energy, like spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, journaling, exercise, meditation, prayer, stillness, alone time. You have to find what works for you. Number two, how do you feel and how do you want to feel? Really hone in on your Balanced Mom Method four-step approach of identify, audit, simplify, implement, and get to that root of these feelings that are holding you back from feeling at peace. Because if you're thinking, well, I want to feel peace and I'm just overly trying to be perfect or control in order to feel that peace, what's out of alignment to where you're feeling out of balance and not at peace? Ask yourself these simple questions of, how do I feel? Why? How do I want to feel? Why? And continue peeling back those layers of the onion because it may reveal some miraculous discoveries within yourself. Number three is notice, feel, be. This is a breathwork exercise to get back to your state of just being. It's very simple and you typically can do it anywhere. I do like to do this with my eyes closed, but you really can do this anywhere. So I want you to focus on your breath and those two pause points within your breath cycle. So those pause points are the two points between your inhale and your exhale. So when you take a breath in and that very quick pause before you exhale, that's the first, or I mean, it doesn't have to be the first. That's just one of the pause points. And then when you exhale, that pause point is before you take that next breath in. Okay, does that kind of make sense? So just think of your breathing in, pause, and then you breathe out. There's always gonna be that pause. And then when you breathe out, pause, you breathe in again. So notice and focus on those two pause points in those moments, and your body will naturally calm down. Your nervous cycle naturally calms down because your nervous system starts to slow down. Start to focus on feeling the sensations of your body. Feel if you want to, you know, do a tapping exercise or continue with another breathwork exercise, this will help regulate your nervous system. And then still while you're focusing on that breathing pattern, I want you to choose to be in that continued state of peace. It sounds so simple, I know. So do that breathwork exercise as you're breathing in and breathing out, focus on those pause points, notice, focus on those pause points within those moments. You're going to feel your body naturally calming down. Feel your body kind of just become a little, I don't want to say slower, but it will naturally calm down. And then you could start to feel the sensations of your body. And then while you're still focusing on that breathing, that's when you choose to be in that continued state of peace. Then when you're, you know, not focusing on that breathing exercise anymore, you can still choose to be, right? You're just being. You could choose to be in that continued state of peace. This is such a simple and powerful practice. Number four is reset, the act of letting go. You could work on surrendering that perfection, that self-criticism, that obsessive thinking, or whatever that trait might be. And in return, you'll feel at peace. You can say affirmations like, my heart is spacious enough to hold everything I feel and everything I am. I choose to believe that I am important to the people around me. I surround myself with people that are positive and bring me joy. I have a right to my feelings. I have a right to have my feelings seen and heard by myself and others. I respect my feelings unconditionally. Mama, if you love this work, how we talk about it here within the Balanced Mom Method, how I approach things maybe to really push you to think differently and rewire that brain. And if you need more, if you want more, if you want to go deeper, learn how to apply the practices and principles and habits of the Balanced Mom Method, how to learn how to use the Balanced Mom Method naturally within every aspect of your life, let's connect and learn how we can create this life work for you. Head to my Start Here page to see if a free clarity call, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, a self-paced course is an avenue that we can take together to help you wake up from autopilot and start living a life full of presence, connection, and feeling good. Head to www.naturallyempoweredliving.com/products or just grab the link in the show notes. And that wraps up today's episode, friends. Under 10 minutes, I am so proud here that we gave some tangible meat for you to just go on with your days, go on with your weeks, and have some practices for you to feel at peace, to feel clarity, to feel happy, to feel gratitude. Because I know the hustle and bustle, it is never ending, but you have the power within you. It is within you to take back your right to not only feel, but to feel good. Okay? Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mamas. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for this episode, Rainbow Worth of Farming. Please, we mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.